This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 22, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. In a move that was largely a formality, Mark Rosenker has resigned as acting chairman and member of the National Transportation Safety Board, effective as soon as a new chairman and an additional board member are confirmed to ensure a quorum remains on the board. In his letter to President Obama, Rosenker called serving on and leading the NTSB, quote, "the highlight of my entire 40-year professional life. It's an agency that truly makes a positive difference every day," unquote. Aside from the high-profile accident investigations which kept his name and quotes in the news since 2003, his appointment to chairman in 2006 came in time to face new challenges, including the explosive growth in UAV technology and increased scrutiny of the medevac industry. President Obama nominated Deborah Herzman to be NTSB's new chairman, but she's still awaiting confirmation by the U.S. Senate. Bird strikes continue to enjoy a high profile with accident investigators. The National Transportation Safety Board will hold a public meeting Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. in its boardroom and conference center in Washington, D.C., and there's only one item on the agenda, the bird strike that appears to have brought down a Cessna 500 in Oklahoma last year, claiming five human lives. On March 4, 2008, about 3:15 p.m. Central, the plane, registered to Southwest Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic PC of Oklahoma City and operated by Interstate Helicopters of Bethany, Oklahoma, collided in flight with a flock of large birds and crashed about 2 minutes after takeoff from Wiley Post Airport in Oklahoma City. Both pilots and the three passengers were killed, and the airplane was destroyed by impact forces and a post-crash fire. A summary of the board's final report, which will include findings, probable cause, and safety recommendations, will appear on the website several weeks after the board meeting. That meeting is open to the public and will also be webcast through ntsb.gov. The state of Washington is cutting the total hours to be flown by its state patrol pilots in this current fiscal year. Two of WSP's nine pilots are being reassigned to ground duties, and the total hours flown will be down from 7,000 in the past 2 years to about 4,000 in the next two. The State Patrol uses five Cessna aircraft for missions, including aerial traffic management, surveillance, and search and rescue. The availability of the planes for SAR missions may be compromised by the cuts. State Patrol Captain Jeff DeVere told King TV in Seattle, quote, "If we're up in the air and we're available, we're going to go. But with this cut comes our inability to be in the air as much," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. United starts what's expected to be a cost-cutting trend affecting travel agencies. Piper's Saratoga gets an extreme makeover in the aftermarket. And the Lindbergh Foundation is extending its window for grant applications. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, Inside the Spruce Goose. Hear my interview with Larry Wood, Director of Education for the Evergreen Aviation and Space Museum. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.